The most famous soccer player in the world is now sidelined for at least 6 months. David Beckham tore an Achilles tendon over the weekend, and yesterday it was surgically repaired. He was hoping to play for England in the World Cup this summer for a record fourth time. Joining us on the line from London is Ian Dennis. He is the BBC's senior football, or as we know it here in America, soccer reporter. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Renee.
So now that David Beckham has had that surgery, what is the prognosis on, his future athletic abilities?
Well, I mean, I'm not a medical expert, but I'm told that once you've actually ruptured your Achilles, it never repairs itself to 100%. So, you know, there is the possibility that he's not going to be the same player as he once was. He's obviously going to have to just take his time. He's going to have to, you know, recuperate. Now, that is the crucial part, because the Achilles is the muscle that connects the calf to the heel bone. Now, I'm told it takes at least 3 months, but possibly even up to 6 months for a complete recovery. So he's going to have a long time on the sidelines. And obviously everybody with Greek mythology will know that Achilles was the hero in the Trojan War who was shot in the heel and died. This will be a shot to David Beckham's heart, because he will be devastated at missing out on a fourth successive World Cup for his country.
Right. I mean, but he is 34 years old, yet his career has evolved from his heroics, you know, as a young English superstar to being an almost elder player. But I understand he showed some of his old brilliance last week against one of his old teams.
Well, he returned to Old Trafford, which is the home of Manchester United, for the first time in his career as a player for AC Milan in the Champions League. And he received truly a wonderful reception from 75,000 people. And watching it, it looked like he was visibly touched by the reception he received. It was obviously a very emotional game for him. He's a national treasure, Rene, in this country. He's gone full circle, because there was at times when he was booed and criticised when he played for England. And although he's now 34, and he turns 35 in May, so during this enforced absence, it is going to be potentially a threatening injury. Whether he plays for England again, I'm not too sure. His advisors are saying he will come back fitter and stronger. And obviously his contract with LA Galaxy, it runs till 2012. So we may well see David Beckham return to the football field. Whether we see him pull on the white shirt and the three lions of England, I'm not so sure.
You know, of course, he's also tied up with his great fame and whatnot with multi-million-dollar sponsorships. Would this affect that?
No, I don't think so. I think, if anything, he's because he's so revered in this country, I don't think his sponsors will have any worries whatsoever whilst he's out injured.
Because he still looks good.
Well,
he still
looks good. He's still as photogenic as ever. And in fact, although he wouldn't have gone and wouldn't have started England's games in the World Cup, and of course their first game is against America in Rustenburg, I think he would have been part of Fabio Capello's 23-man squad. He would have had a role to play. He would have certainly been an impact player at some stage during the tournament. And in fact, the papers here this morning are suggesting that Fabio Capello may well still take him in some sort of a team cheerleading role. So I think Dave, and don't forget, England are bidding for the 2018 World Cup. Obviously, the States are looking for the 2022 World Cup. So I think even in an ambassadorial role, I would still expect to see David Beckham in South Africa.
Thank you very much for joining us. Ian Dennis is the BBC senior football reporter. It's NPR News.